I call this meeting of the Senate Community and Regional Affairs to order. For the record, it is 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday, March 5th, 2019. We are in the Belch Room of the Tom Stewart Building. We have a quorum to do business, excuse me, Senator Costello, Senators Birch, Senators Hoffman, Senator Gray Jackson, and myself, Senator Bishop. Today, I'd like to recognize our staff here today. Chris Dickrell from Senate Records. Good afternoon, sir. Mr. Bridges from the LIO and Cody Grusendorf. I'd like to remind everyone to turn off their cell phones. On our agenda today, we have one item, and that's the confirmation of the governor's appointee, Dan Sullivan, to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. We will take public testimony today on the confirmation of the appointee. And I am going to see if Dan Sullivan's on the line. Mr. Sullivan,
yes,
are you there?
I'm in attendance, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. For the information, this is a public appointee for position on the RCA, and the fact sheets are provided on basis to the public. Sir, please introduce yourself for the record, your affiliation, and proceed with your opening remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Dan Sullivan. I'm representing just myself as an appointee by the governor to the RCA. I know most of you, so you don't need a long introduction. I'm a lifelong fourth-generation Alaskan, and my particular experience that I think relates to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska started over 30 years ago. My company, the Sullivan Group, represented a major international oil producers, Marathon Oil, Phillips Petroleum, and during the 6 years that I was involved representing them, we had many, many statutory and regulatory issues that we helped navigate for them. So it was certainly an early introduction to the world of regulated oil and gas producers. From 1999 to 2008, I served on the Anchorage Municipal Assembly, serving as chair from 2006 to 2007. And then as mayor from 2009 to 2015, and during that time, since Anchorage has two regulated utilities, the Anchorage Water and Wastewater Utility and Municipal Light and Power, many of the issues we dealt with, both as an assemblyman and even more so as mayor giving policy advice, was in regard to regulatory issues. Utilities have a constant need to keep their facilities upgraded so they can provide reliability. And at the same time, you want to find that balance so that consumers aren't paying an exorbitant rate beyond what would be normally expected to get those services. So during that period, certainly very enlightening in this field of regulating utilities. From 2003 to 2010, during my period of service to the municipality, I also served as a board member appointed by three different governors to the Alaska Natural Gas Development Authority Board of Directors, which was, of course, the voter-approved gas pipeline project. And in that particular role as a board member, we worked literally for 7 years on every aspect of developing a natural gas pipeline. And certainly one of the jobs of the Regulatory Commission is tariffs on pipelines, and that was an integral part of many studies that we did. And then in 2009-2010, as mayor, I formed the Mayor's Energy Task Force because of the looming shortage of gas supply in Cook Inlet, and we met with every interested player, whether it's a utility, a producer, a consumer, people just with general interest in making sure there was reliability in Cook Inlet. And I was joined by the mayors of Kenai, the mayors of the Matsu Borough, in putting together programs that started essentially doing brownout drills because the reliability of supply from Cook Inlet was becoming in jeopardy. And I'm pleased that the legislature, in their wisdom, passed two bills in just one legislative session, which was kind of an amazing feat, knowing how sometimes it takes a long time to get complicated bills passed. But the bills to incentivize exploration and production in Cook Inlet, and the bill to incentivize gas storage facilities so that when it's 10 below zero in January, you have a guaranteed supply to draw from. And both of those legislative issues have been hugely successful for South Central Alaska. So I think I bring a pretty good wealth of knowledge to the commission. There's still a lot to learn. We just had some interesting decision-making today on various proposals by various utilities. And quite frankly, I think my participation was valuable, but again, I think I have a lot to learn still. So appreciate the committee's consideration. Thank you.
Thank you for those opening remarks. Do I see any questions from committee members? Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hey, I'm very well, Senator, and congratulations. I don't think I've seen you since you became a senator, and congratulations on that.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. So I have a couple questions, and it's to do with the sale of MLMP. And it's going to be before the RCA, as you know, and you're going to be appointed at the same time. And I know, and everybody does, that you've been pretty outspoken about the sale of MLMP to Chugach Electric. And I just want to know, do you feel the same today?
Well, thank you for the through the chair. Thank you for the question, Senator. You know, I think it's, people review my comments regarding the sale, it really was directed towards the process. As you know, the charter of the municipality of Anchorage requires a 60% vote of the people to sell a municipal utility. And for this election and this election only, that vote requirement was changed to 50%. And quite frankly, I just don't like the charter being tinkered with for special interest legislation. If something is of great value and can be explained to the public, there's no reason to change the charter requirement. Now, that being said, the vote was over 60%, so to me that satisfied any concerns I had about the process.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we're good. Senator Costello?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Commissioner-elect Sullivan, congratulations on your possible appointment to the RCA. It's a nice tradition to have constituents serving on the RCA because I believe it's one of the most significant appointments that the legislature makes. And so I'm happy that you're hopefully going to be there. My question has to do with your openness to reviewing regulations that might be outdated. And are you willing to do that and possibly, take those off the books if it does, in fact, appear that we've moved ahead, in a different environment here, and just wanted to get your response to that, your willingness to take a look at things.
Well, through the chair, thank you, Senator Costello. Absolutely. You know, in fact, we even had a discussion today about an issue that was before the panel, and that exact question came up. It's like, you know, if we're not regulating this particular aspect of this company's business, you know, why are we regulating this other aspect, because they were so closely related? So I'm always for simplification. I think government in many cases has gotten way too complicated, certainly for the common person to understand, and certainly for small businesses to try and navigate through. So anything I can do as a commissioner to simplify things, but at the same time, you want to always be cautionary that the purpose of the RCA is to be a watchdog, and so you don't want to lose that responsibility as well. So you got to find that balance between the two, and I think I'll be pretty good at that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Costello. Follow-up comments from committee members? Mayor Sullivan, if I could, I want to ask you just, what do you think is the strongest suit you bring to the table for your role in this appointed position?
You know, I've always prided myself on being a pretty analytical person. I read the documents, I get all the information I can, and I make my decisions not based on an emotional reaction, but a factual analysis. And I think with the RCA, that's an important thing because there's many, many issues, and the key element is to learn the facts, do your homework. I do that, and I do it in a calm and respectful way. And I think those are good attributes because items before any body, whether it's a legislative body or a municipal assembly or the RCA, can get emotional at times. There's a lot at stake sometimes. And I think the attribute that I will bring most strongly is that ability to be responsibly knowledgeable and to be calm and collected and offer my opinions with the greatest respect to the people that you're directing those opinions towards.
Okay, thank you. I just have one quick follow-up, then we're going to go to Senator Birch. So you're a fourth-generation Alaskan. So where's Fairbanks Creek? You ever been there?
I grew up there, sir. I used to drink water right out of the creek rolling right by. And who knows how many toxins were in that creek? I don't know. But so far, I haven't grown a third ear or anything. And my family, the Egan family, my mom's maiden name was Egan, spelled E-A-G-E-N, or G-A-N, excuse me. And so they, you know, they mined out there in the early 1900s and grew up with a hardier generation than I know I'll ever be. And there's still gold claims up there. My cousins mine every summer, and typical miners, they never tell you how they do, but they don't work all winter, so that's all I know.
All right. Well, thank you. Senator Birch.
Hey, Mr. Chairman. Good to hear your voice, Mayor Sullivan. I just want to do a test to your good work and homework on all your assembly packets, because I think we sat and walked through plenty of them together. And I appreciate your interest and availability for this position. One aspect and one question, it kind of relates to, you know, there's a keen interest in assuring that Alaska is open for business, if you will. And there was a question earlier about, you know, streamlining regulation. And how do you see that coming? Would it be an individual? I mean, how do you see improving the regulatory environment if there's either redundant or measures that aren't you know truly effective in serving a public purpose? How do you have a comfort level in how you would go about changing that process through the chair?
Well, certainly one commissioner can't change any process through the chair, Senator Birch. You know, it's a five-member panel, and everybody's got their own viewpoints. But I think there's kind of general consensus that if you can do your business more efficiently, you should certainly try to. I know in the telecommunication business, there's been efforts to expand deregulation. I think, you know, the wireless carriers have a much lighter set of regulations than the hardline carriers. And I know there's been a push to, you know, maybe group all those into one more unregulated type of business. And we're going to look at those opportunities, I think, in virtually everything that the RCA regulates. And, you know, if it makes sense to remove regulation and let people work under, you know, other statutes and other jurisdictions, I think we'll try and do that. But, again, I'm just one member, but I agree with the premise that if we can make things simpler for business in Alaska, that will help them be successful, and that will help Alaska thrive.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions, committee members? Seeing none, we're going to open up public testimony. Is there anyone in the room that wishes to testify? Seeing none online, we've closed public testimony. Any other questions, final comments from committee members? Seeing none. In accordance with AS 39.05.080, the Community and Regional Affairs Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointment to be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Regulatory Commission of Alaska, Dan Sullivan, Anchorage, appointed 3-1-2019, term expires 3-1-2025. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individual during any further sessions. Seeing no other business, we'll hang out, but I'm going to adjourn, and we'll hang out inside the committee packet. Thank you. We're adjourned. We're good.